Austin. Hey, everybody. I'm pumped to be here. My name is Preston Trout. Really quick, funny story. The last time I was on stage was my senior year of high school. I entered into the high school talent show and sang Bye 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 by NSYNC in a cutoff light blue sweater vest. So we're only up from there. Yeah. So we didn't win. But hey, real quick background on me. Born and raised here in Dallas. Started going to Watermark when I was 8 years old. Was in a small group starting in sixth grade all the way through, like a lot of y'all. Went to high school in Trinity Christian Academy and then went to college out in Philadelphia. Graduated in 17, and now I'm back here in Dallas. And I started with a sixth grade group of Trinity guys last year, so now they're about to be seventh grade. And one of the things that I've always told them is like, hey, I'm just going to use a lot of my life experiences and things that I've gone through to try and teach you, you know, to hopefully you may not make the same mistakes or whatever it may be. I'm just going to use my life to try and help y'all. And so today we are going to be continuing our series, Summer in the Psalms, and are going to be walking through Psalm 101. Real quick background on Psalm 101. This was a psalm that David wrote early in his reign. This was him making a statement that he wanted to walk with integrity, and he knew that the only way to do that was with the Lord's help. And so real quick, the definition of integrity is the quality of being honest and doing the right thing even when no one is looking. And so, hey, real quick, when we dive in, have any of y'all ever felt caught in something or maybe have just gotten caught with something? It could be watching TV when your parents told you you weren't supposed to, getting caught in something else. Maybe you cheated on something in school and you're about to get caught. Well, about 6 months ago, I got an email saying, hey, I know what you did last year. I have a video of it, and I'm going to release it to your family and all your friends if you don't message me back and eventually pay me. Now, most of the times when you hear these types of things, you know that, like, hey, it's fake. But my question to y'all would be, what are the couple things that your mind goes to when you hear that? Even if you know that that's a fake email or fake text, what does your mind go to? What are the things that your mind darts to where it's like, man, if someone knew that or if someone knew what I was doing? See, for me, 4 years ago, if I get that email, I'm kind of freaking out. I'm calling my brother. I'm like, hey, G, we got a problem. I need you to gather up all your basketball and Pokemon cards, put them together. We're going to put a quick value together. Just be ready. Just be ready. But the question that I want to know is how all of us would respond to that. You know, see, the thing is, without the Lord, we can't walk with integrity. We may have weeks of doing well. We may have days of doing well. But the thing is, without the Lord, we can't walk with integrity. And if we can't walk with integrity and aren't walking with integrity, we're naturally going to be put and have a lot of anxiety, whether we know it or not. See, real quick, in David, in Psalm 101, verse 2, he says, I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. He doesn't say, oh, I will lead a life of integrity when I'm at church. He doesn't say, hey, when I'm with my parents or I'm in this certain group. He says, hey, I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. When I'm all alone, when no one else can see me, I want to live a life of integrity. And so the question I would want to ask is, does our private life match our public life? Or do we shift depending on who we're with? You know, realistically, it's exhausting living a double life. For a lot of my life, I did that. I was filled with anxiety, and I didn't even really know it at the time. See, my entire life, I was someone who said I was about one thing, but then did another. I was someone who said that I was a believer, yet my actions in no way, shape, or form showed that. And if anything, they showed the opposite. See, I thought that being a believer meant going to church on Sunday and then hitting my Bible study on Wednesday. I could put on that face for that time. You see, the interesting thing about what Satan does is he doesn't tell you the end destination of where that stuff takes you. He doesn't tell you. For me, early on, basketball became my everything. It just from an early age, probably third grade on, and I allowed myself to look at that and then justify everything else I was doing. I allowed myself to justify me not walking with integrity. I allowed myself to justify the fact that I wasn't treating my parents the way I should have, or that I wasn't treating my coaches the way I should have. See, the thing, and that could realistically, that could be anything from for anyone. That could be, hey, you know what, I'm really good in school, and so I don't need all this. I'm okay with this, you know? That could be getting attention from guys and girls growing up. That could be whatever it is. See, Satan takes that, and he tells you, hey, you're good everywhere else. No one understands the situation you're in. You know, no one understands how you have it right now, and he just wants you to keep everything to yourself, and he doesn't want you to worry about the rest of the things. See, for me, this carried on through college, and I continually told myself that, hey, a prayer every once in a while, and maybe I get in the Word every once in a while was enough, yet my actions in no way, shape, or form showed it. Then all of a sudden, start of sophomore year, basketball was taken from me. Everything that I had put into basketball was all of a sudden gone. I floated through the rest of the college, ended up graduating. Right after graduation, a girl that I thought was gonna that I was gonna marry ends up breaking up with me. She said, hey, Preston, you're just not turning into the leader that I thought you were gonna be, and you have no fire in your eyes. Now, everything that I had put my life into was starting to fail me. I had basketball gone, attention from others gone. See, everything that I had said, you know what, this is good, this satisfies me, was all of a sudden gone. Those things, they can last you for a little bit. But then what happens when those come crumbling down? You see, after that breakup, I dove back into the way I was living. See, while I was dating her, I was trying to live with integrity, but I wasn't letting the Lord in. I was saying, hey, you know what? I can be better. Hey, I can change this. And that's a mindset that a lot of people have, and it's easy to have that. But if you don't let the Lord in, there's not going to be any type of consistent life that you have. And so, dove back into things. November 24th of 2017, I'm sitting upstairs in my parents' house, watching a movie by myself. Start piecing things together where I'm like, man, I really don't know what I've been doing the last 20-something years of my life. I have no idea what I've been doing. Went to bed, still wasn't like fully piecing all that together. Next morning, I woke up. I remember things started hitting me. I was just like, wow, I have not been a man of integrity. I have not been walking the way I should have. I have no idea what I've been doing. I remember looking myself in the mirror that next morning and saying, man, is this really the guy that I said I would have wanted to be in middle school and high school? Is this really what I thought I wanted to be? Feeling horrible mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, everything that I had put my life into was all of a sudden gone. I remember that morning I opened up the Bible and read Proverbs 2, verse 3. Proverbs 2, and verse 3 stuck out to me. It says, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. See, the interesting thing is, like, when I started going through that, the Lord doesn't say, hey, go read all of Proverbs and then you're going to find some riddle in there that's going to allow you to talk to me. I came, you know, he said, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. See, that was the first time in my life where I talked to the Lord like he was my friend. I didn't have to come to him with some well-thought-out prayer, you know, on my knees. Like, I just came to him and I said, Lord, I am in a horrible spot. I want to be a man of integrity, and I know I haven't. And honestly, I've been just living a life that is not honoring of you. And I was like, I want to change that today. And I was like, the two things that I know I can do are get in the Word and start working out again. And I was like, to be honest, Lord, I don't want to do either of those right now, but I'm going to, and I'm going to lean into you, and I want to do better. And see, now going back to that story at the start, you see, when I got that email, I was at peace. I know that I had been living the way I should have, a different life. I know that I had been living in community with others. You see, that is one of the biggest steps to then truly walking in integrity, is living in community with others. David says in verse 6, he says, I will search for faithful people to be my companions. You see, now, instead of calling my brother with something like that, we're meeting every Friday with a few other guys and going through everything in our life. We're being upfront. We're saying, hey, man, I'm struggling with this. Hey, this is something I want to be better at. And they come around and help. And that's the first step of truly walking in integrity, is being out in the open with others. You know, coming clean about whatever it may be. This could be with your friends. This could be with your leaders. Anybody, you know, like, we're here for that. A lot of the times, I know in your head, it's like, man, if only someone knew that. Or, man, that would hurt me if someone knew that. But in reality, a lot of the leaders, we've already been through a lot of those things. We've already gone through a lot of those things, and we can use our life and our mistakes to help you. You just have to speak up and talk to us. And so, really quick, to end this off, there's 3 points that I want to make and go back on if you want to walk in integrity. The first would be to walk closely with the Lord. Like I said before, that doesn't have to start with some outward proclamation to the Lord saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to change. This is what's going to happen. You can literally ask the Lord and tell the Lord, like, hey, Lord, I'm lost. Or, hey, Lord, I don't know what this looks like. I want to put the work in. I don't know necessarily what that looks like. The Lord wants us, like we said, to cry out to him and ask for his help. Secondly, is to walk closely with others. Now, that means community with your leaders. That means just bringing everything out in the open. I know it's tough in the moment. It always is. But it's hard walking and living a double life. Like, having that anxiety, oh, if someone knew, oh, if this or that, or hey, if anyone knew what I'm doing, then they would think completely differently. The truth is, there is value and there is absolute greatness in walking in the light. The third and final is, be someone who is able to say, my public life matches my private life. This is one of the greatest tests that you can put through in your head when thinking about anything. Hey, would I do this in front of my parents? Would I do this here at church? Would I do this or that? And it's a great test to use and just think about. And so, you know, as I close, everybody, like, I just want you to remember, the Lord, he does not want us to come to him with some just super well thought out prayer. Hey, you know, on our knees, just cry. Like, he wants us to truly cry out to him and just hear what he has to say. He is just dying for us to cry out to him. And that is one of the first steps to truly walking with integrity. So let me pray really quick as we close out.